Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, April 9th, goes to Sarah Painter. I think I'm pronouncing her last name right, of the New York Post. And all you folks in a rush to be first to say RIP DMX. Who is Sarah Painter, first of all? She's the woman who this week wrote an article in the New York Post titled DMX and the Houses He's Lost During His Rap Career. That article was just as pointless as all you people rushing to post RIP DMX yesterday and don't even know if the man is really dead or not, okay? I want to unpack some things today. As my therapist would say, let's discuss the term vulture first and foremost. What is that term? Not culture vulture. We say that we say a culture vulture is someone who adopts something from a different community and makes it their own. I don't think that's what's happening in this situation with DMX. I just see a bunch of vultures, period. And in order to fully understand that term vulture, you have to know what a vulture is. A vulture is a scavenger that specializes in feeding off the carcasses of dead animals. We've all heard about or seen vultures circling at some point in our lives, and there are a couple of reasons you see, you know, vultures circling. They are either waiting for one of their own to sniff out some food, or they're waiting for a larger, perhaps dangerous predator or scavenger on the ground to finish snacking on what it's snacking on. Moral of the story is they feast off the carcasses of the dead. Now, if I describe a person as a vulture, which I'm doing right now in this Donkey of the Day with Sarah Painter, as well as all you folks on social media in a rush to say RIP about DMX and don't even know what the hell is going on, when I call you a vulture, I'm calling you that because you're a person who is trying to gain something from another person's troubles. I disapprove of you trying to gain something from another person's troubles, and that's what's happening to the good brother Earl Simmons right now. If you have not heard, DMX is not dead. He's still on life support. This is what DMX's manager Steve Rifkin said last night.
Please stop with posting with these rumors. DMX is still alive. Yes, he is on life support, but please, it's not helping anybody by having seen these false rumors. Let the family relax for a night. You will be hearing a statement from the family sometime tomorrow.
I really, truly don't understand people's desire or need to rush to post these things. What's the point? I'm really wondering if social media gives out some perks that I don't know about if you're first with this kind of news. And I know we say I would rather be right than first. No, I don't even care to be right in this situation or first, okay? In fact, if the news is DMX is dead, I want to be wrong. Right. I don't want that to be true, okay? But the way y'all rush to post it, it's like y'all want that to be true. In this case, it's not about being right or first. It's about having the coof to let the family grieve, mourn, and release this news on their own time. Do you understand Earl Simmons is a real human? A father? you know, a son, a friend, an uncle, cousin. He has real family, real loved ones who I'm sure are calling and checking every hour on the hour, getting updates. These people want to know what's going on if they don't already. And they don't want to get that news from social media, from a bunch of people who care more about themselves than they do DMX or his family. Now, Sarah Painter, she posted the story about DMX and the houses he's lost during his rap career. Sarah, I would love to know why you felt the need to do this story right now. Okay, you say in the article that DMX was complicated. Yes, all of us are. All humans are complicated. And you say he had an unstable life, and you talk about his debt and him undergoing multiple foreclosures and forced sales and investment losses in his real estate portfolio. And then you go on to list all his real estate history and call it a tragedy. No, Sarah, the tragedy is this article, because it serves no point or purpose at a time like this. Why, when this man is in the hospital on life support, did you feel the need to discuss his foreclosures? I'm really sitting here trying to understand why vultures do what they do, but we know why. Because vultures have to eat. This isn't even a black or white thing. It's just a vulture thing. If you got mad at Sarah this week in the New York Post for exploiting DMX's current condition, but you rushed to social media yesterday to say RIP and talk about, you know, X's organs failing, you are no better than Sarah in the New York Post. Now, I understand some of y'all just following the pack and didn't know any better. I mean, hell, if you saw all these people posting RIP, you just assume it's true. But you know you can make an ass out of yourself by assuming, right? But somebody had to start this RIPX thing. I don't know who started it, but I know whoever did needs to be ashamed of themselves. And all of you vultures, in the words of the good brother N-O-R-E, need to relax. Okay, you're literally circling around DMX's body, waiting to feast off his pain, waiting to eat off his trauma. Y'all can't wait. You're chomping at the bit. You got your think pieces ready to fly about his troubles, his trauma. You got your pictures with him ready to post if he passes. You can't wait to say RIP first, even if it's not true. Because even if it's not true, you win. Because you get what you want, which is attention. You get retweets, you get likes, you get reposts on different IG pages like Shade Room and Hollywood Unlocked. People like Sarah, you know, their stories go viral, okay? And I just have to sit back and ask, when did we get here? Was it always like this and social media just magnified it? I don't know. But I also don't think we can return to normal. There is no putting the toothpaste back in the YouTube, people. And sadly, we live in an era where people respect their own algorithms instead of someone else's life. Nothing should be happening in the media right now in regards to DMX except prayer. That's it. Candlelight vigils. Positivity, love and light, healing energy. That's the only thing we should be sending DMX right now. That's the only thing we should be sending DMX's family right now. The only thing we should be doing right now is praying for X the way he would pray for us. Matter of fact, bow your heads. Bow your heads and let Deacon Earl lead us in a prayer.
Father God, we thank you for this gathering of souls. See that when two or more gather in your name, that you are present, so we thank you for your presence. We ask that your grace and blessings are upon us this day. We pray that any obstacle the devil plans to place in our path be removed in the name of Jesus. We pray that you have your will, have your way in our lives, Father, for we didn't make us so we couldn't possibly know what to do with us. We thank you for the things that most people take for granted, Father. The air we have to breathe, the food we have to eat, the clothes we have to wear, the cars we have to drive, the money we spend, the lives we touch, and the lives that are touched our own. We ask that we're able to be a blessing to others as well as ourselves. We ask to be reminded of the power in the spoken word, Father, because we can defeat the enemy with the spoken word. All we have to do is remember to say it, remember to use it. The word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The word doesn't say that the weapon won't be formed. The word doesn't say that the intention of the weapon maker won't be to harm you. The word doesn't say that they won't attempt to use it. The word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So no matter what they think, no matter what they make, no matter what they try, by the power of the word, we are covered. We humble ourselves before you. We praise your name and give you the glory. We praise your name and give you the glory. We praise your name and give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Words are powerful. Watch how you use them. And to all you fools from Sarah Painter, the folks who are in a rush to post bad news about DMX, I have one thing to say to you. Seek respect, not attention. Please let Remy Ma give all these individuals the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
I honestly didn't understand that story. I honestly, it didn't make any sense.
Why?
Like, why? Like, what did you didn't wake up and was like, hey, this is a good idea? It just, all right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.